Okay, so that's your guys' characters. And again, like I said, if you guys want to take time the next couple weeks to think more about it and flesh them out more and send me details or draw pictures, or you want me to draw a picture of your character, which I will gladly do that for because it's fun. So another part of this party is that there are actual roles in the game that you have to do. So there's leader, mapper, quartermaster, and journal keeper. So somebody's going to have to be a leader that keeps the party together. Why do you look at me like this? I'm just telling you information. And they also have the
list. I don't think he's blinked.
No, I don't think so. So the leader has the last word on any discussion concerning the party. And they also keep track of the initiative and turn order during battle.
That first half is pretty aggressive. Mutiny.
Like we talked about in Crystal Caper, where you guys were all struggling with, like, how do we even do anything? Who's taking the lead? This is supposed to help that. Defining somebody as a leader. Mapper. So this person makes sure the party's on the right path to their destination. They're responsible for direction checks, which is part of the traveling check phase, and for keeping the map sheet up to date. Somebody who has high int is good for this. Int. Quartermaster keeps track of the party's food and water and takes responsibility for buying the supplies for the trip. Yeah, they'll be responsible for the ration sheet. And somebody who's a pack animal, so it sounds like maybe the merchant might be a good quartermaster. And then journal keeper, and doesn't matter. We don't have to. You don't have to do that. I'm just throwing it out there.
What? Journal keeper?
Well, yeah. I want people to do somebody to do journal keeper.
Fuck.
Yeah. This person keeps a detailed diary of events of the game that's happening through the eyes of their character. Does somebody want to be a journal?
I could be a journal keeper.
Oh my God. Yeah. Guy Fieri. Yeah.
If you didn't want to do it, I would do it.
God bless you, Brother John.
Because I can't see.
I was worried you guys were going to stick to me.
I feel like
with
the noble
it.
Would be doing that naturally. Like,
I mean, I have a notebook and a glass pen in my inventory, but I'll probably be keeping my own notes.
Plus, if you're studious, like, I'm sure you're doing it.
It did say something in the journal entry that you can have people trade off.
Yeah. So it's basically, it's everybody can take turns writing down a day as their character that happened in that day,
right? Because I just can't see Jack taking on a role of leadership or anything, because like how considering how my condition check roles are going to be, he's definitely not going to be happy about anything for a while. He's a young child on the, you know, he's a young boy, or he's 16, he's a teenager, and he's like going on this adventure and he's like away from home, so he's like,
Dad, wipe my butt.
Is your mom? Do you still have a mom? Is she alive?
Yeah, my parents are still alive.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I thought you had a.
No,
some
he
reason
had
I thought
tragic
you had a
backstory.
I thought you did.
He has to become a great chef to show that murderer who's the best chef around.
I'll my cook him.
My father died from shame from losing this cooking competition.
Here's a healthy serving of justice.
Yes.
Oh my God.
And it is canon.
It looks like he just got his just desserts.
Yeah. Ugh. Everybody's like, okay, the first one, okay. Second one, okay, we can stop now.
Yeah. Ugh.
We talk about everyone needs a second serving.
Shut up. So, leader.
Did not need a second serving of that.
No, we didn't. Leader.
But I got some of my leftover.
God damn it, John Allen!
Okay.
Character wise, it would make sense that the noble would.
So, in keeping with the personality, if I need to be the leader, I will. It's not something I would jump on. Mm-hmm. I don't see that this is going to be like
Brandon not jumping on, or Arthur not jumping on?
Both, yeah. So,
last time you led a party, someone died.
Yeah, that was bad news for him.
Yeah. and he's probably really hesitant to do that. But also, like, someone has to be, so if no one else wants to be, he will.
I could see Babu doing it.
Yeah.
But okay. I either saw Babu as the journal keeper or the leader.
The only thing is that would leave me to be the mapper, and I don't have a high int. I just have a 6.
That's
par for the course?
That's pretty good.
Okay.
I mean, I've got
as long as everybody's okay with that.
As long as you're okay listening to Babu tell you to do stuff.
I'd rather. So, okay.
Colleen trusts Babu. Well, she knows that he's got some, like.
Yeah, yeah.
He knows what he's doing.
Here's how I feel is character wise, Jack's experiencing the world for the first time. Arthur is experiencing the world for the first time.
Yeah, and he wants to be there to help, not necessarily be the one to guide people.
Right.
And he just wants to be a sword.
And then Babu is this old man who's decided, I want to go out and adventure, and you're knowledgeable, and you know a lot of stuff. So I think that would make sense that you'd be a leader. Because
plus, you're charming.
You're kind of like taking the initiative of, I want to see the world, I know where I'm going kind of thing. Or you're kind of just want... But you know what I mean?
He's Santa.
And it'll be interesting.
Santa Claus. And you're kind of got the initiative, and you're just like, I'm going to go.
Plus, like, you got a 16-year-old, a 22-year-old, and an elf who just is like, you good, Babu.
And it'll be more interesting because you're curious to a fault. So this could be very interesting. So I love it. I'm on board.
Lead us to the center of the earth, Bob.
I will be a mapper if I need to be, but I am happy that you will be the leader.
Okay, I will lead.
So mapper, quartermaster.
What's the quartermaster do again?
Quartermaster is the person that keeps track of the party's food and water. You don't want to do that?
I could, because I'm a chef.
You are kind of a chef. Chefy boy.
Yeah, food and water.
Yeah, okay. I'll be a quartermaster.
But that's, I mean, that's okay.
I have to keep track of.
Don't let me pressure you into doing anything.
Well, he's studious, and he's knowledgeable about stuff like that, because I have, like, crazy int and dex.
But then the thing about the quartermaster is it also, you're responsible for buying supplies.
That's exactly what I was like. When I was picking merchant, I was like, that means I'm the quartermaster.
Because you're going to have that discount.
Everything's going to be cheaper.
Yeah. Do you want to do that? Are you okay with that?
That's fine.
I think that'd be a good lock.
Okay.
I feel like Jack would give you a grocery list of the things he wants you to pick up, though, for food.
I think that's common, though.
Yeah, that's right.
And I would be like, okay, this is garbage. I don't know what the hell this is.
Yeah.
All right. I need the rump of a honey badger.
Let's say...
No, you don't, Jack. You're 16. Shut up.
I'm 16, but this is an anime. My family's been teaching me how to cook. I need to cook.
I know, honey. We're proud of you, but...
Fine, see what I put in your food. I'm 16. I'm angsty. Jeez.
Oh, no.
I don't need another mother.
I don't need another mom.
I already got a mom, Colleen.
I don't need a grandpa, Babu.
I already have four.
I need you to treat me with respect, not like your grandson.
I woke up on the bed this morning because I don't got my MP3 player.
I don't know.
Whatever it is, music. Whatever it is, music.
Babu, why won't you let me go talk to the anime girl?
I will go get high with the other kids down the alley.
Oh my god! Okay. Brandon's the mapper.
Well, okay, so I have a proposal for the mapper. And because you probably have a higher intelligence than I do, John.
Yeah.
What is your intelligence, John?
It's eight.
Eight.
Because it could make sense that you come from a village of people who travel.
Yeah.
So you probably have ingredients.
So you probably have like part of your culture, like a
it would
good
also
mapping.
Make sense that we would like keep track of where we went and where we could find the materials that we use for our crafting and whatnot.
If you want to swap, okay.
I get that if that's what you want me to do.
That'll
I
give
can
us
take
a
on mapper.
That'll give us a better chance of not getting lost.
So Babu's the leader, Jack's the mapper, Colleen's the quartermaster, and Arthur is the journal keeper. Sweet deal.
In this weird part of the road, I found a tasty mushroom. I didn't give any to Colleen because she didn't pick up any of the spices. Babu
Colleen
said
will
he
kick
liked
your
it.
Ass.
Okay, so we got that done. So next is talking about the Rugen. That's me. It's me. So GM-wise, I get my own character. I'm going to go ahead and tell you guys. Stuff.
Are we gonna know we have a Ryujin, or is it just
no? You don't actually know, but you guys. So this is kind of meta knowledge for you guys.
It's funny because the Ryujin's like a stalker.
Yeah, pretty much. I'm just writing down everything you guys are doing.
Look what they're doing.
Look at Baba's beard is so luxurious.
This is gonna be a great meal for my dragon later.
Go into the cave. I want to find out what's in the cave. All right, so the Rugen, there's 1,001 of them in the world, and their whole purpose is to basically keep track of travelers' journeys and then feed these stories to the world dragons. And since we're playing the Book of the Spring, and this is my first time GMing, I'm going to do the Midori Ryu, which is the green dragon. Mm-hmm. Her name is Parnell. What?
It reminds me of a character from this show called Lotus War, and his name was Parn. Oh, okay. I was like, that's a dumb name.
Shut your dirty mouth. She didn't, whatever. Anyway, so she does have basically her own natural form, but she doesn't really exist. You guys can't really see her. She also has a dragon form. She can eventually down the line, as I level up, I could theoretically become a human form so you guys can see. But she does have an alternate form she can take and show up to you guys, which is a little green hummingbird. I picked an artifact for her, which will help you guys. I picked the torch. So the torch brightens the path ahead and also guides the way towards growth. At the end of each session, all the experience gained by the PCs is doubled. Nice. So I picked that one for you guys.
Double XP. Nice.
And the reason why I picked the torch specifically, other than, it helps you guys out, but her goal is to record stories about growth, charity, and overcoming obstacles. Mm. So you guys all picked pretty kind, generous, charitable characters, which is like, that's so sweet and good. Yeah. It works with my goal. Awesome. She lives in a small cottage covered in growth that's located in a willow tree grove. You guys will never see it. And her personality is, she's very dainty, she's empathetic, eager, and inviting. Now we're going to do world building. So we're going to do like a big level and we're going to do a small level. So this actual planet that you guys inhabit doesn't have to be a sphere. It doesn't have to be whatever. It can be whatever. Wow. The words I say sometimes don't make any sense.
Whatever can be whatever.
Whatever can be whatever.
Can it be a giant ball on a turtle's back?
It could be.
Cool.
I think it even says in the book.
Turtles all the way down.
Yeah.
Yep. I personally was thinking of a donut shape world, but I don't know if you guys are into that.
I feel like a flat earth would be more realistic.
A flat earth would be more realistic.
I was definitely going pizza. Yeah.
It's a flat earth, and when you get to the top, you warp to the bottom.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Lord. Or do we just want to stick with the normal planet?
I want a sphere.
Okay, we can have a fucking sphere.
I mean, I want a sphere. I will do whatever you guys want.
Donut Could sounds
be,
cool.
Donut sounds like it's going to be a black hole in the center, and it's going to suck us all in, and I don't like it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Damn it.
Unless there's something cool in the middle. What's in the middle?
Yeah, tell us what's in the middle.
I don't know. We don't. You have to journey there. Journey to the middle.
It's nothing. It makes the crash.
Oh, shit. Just a single human heart keeping this planet alive. Just
such a powerful, just a caring heart.
Oh my god.
That's like some weird H.P. Lovecraft crap. Just like a heart in the center of this.
That's anime.
That's anime.
That's true.
It's pretty anime. It's very much Magic Knight Re-Earth.
Yeah.
And but it's like, it's not like happy anime. That's like sad anime. The heart's going to get stabbed.
That's the quirk of this game, is like everything's happy, but then when you get to the center of the boss and it's like really dark and messed up, where it's like human flesh wall of stuff, whatever.
I've watched those shows.
So,
or like Earthbound.
I'm yeah.
Like, yeah. Mm-hmm. Where the final boss is like, you can't comprehend his form. It's like,
I can't.
So a sphere? is that what we're going for?
Sphere sounds good.
Okay, I'm fine with a sphere.
The world is an egg.
Okay, we can make an egg-shaped world.
Yeah, an egg-shaped world.
Okay, it looks like an egg. All right.
Sure. Egg. Sure.
And it's inside a giant incubator, but it's so big we can't see it from our point of view.
Everything's a simulation. It doesn't matter.
A simulation.
The Matrix is real.
Oh, my gosh.
Now we're playing Star Ocean.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. All right. So how many continents are on this world? How many do you want? Because we don't have to stay on the same continent. No.
Why?
I'm sorry. I'm just watching. Are you
serious? Yeah, why is there pasta?
Wait, I'll get to the pasta in a minute.
I know what you're going to do.
That's just a little snack.
All right, Crunch.
I like to eat.
She's going to throw them all on the table, and it's going to form continents for her to trace
around. Oh, my God. How many continents?
I've seen the tutorial for this.
How many continents are on this fucking planet? Five is fine. So we'll do the one continent that you're on. And yes, my brother is right. I'm going to basically drop a bunch of macaroni onto this.
I've seen that done with dice, but
it works really good with macaroni, apparently.
Oh, that's just kind of a pile, isn't it?
That's like so much macaroni.
That's like one continent right there.
Oh, she's putting some back.
See, it's a continent. Are you gonna cook with that? Other ones are like islands and stuff like that.
I hope so.
It's got that RPG magic on it now.
What are you doing?
I'm making fucking shapes, Chris.
You gotta make a river that leads to the ocean.
All rivers lead to the ocean. All rivers lead to the
ocean. Exactly. Gently.
That's why I mean she needs to do it.
Here's your guys' continent.
Some kind of leaf.
Look at that giant fart cloud.
Looks like a tree.
Or that, I guess.
Like a lily pad.
Looks yeah,
like,
totally.
Aw, that's cute.
Looks like Yggdrasil.
Okay.
Yggdrasil?
Nope. Try again.
What's the name of your continent? Please don't say something stupid like Scroton.
This is the fabled continent of Asblastus.
Is it a volcanic island?
Yes.
Lots of natural gas.
Oh my fucking lord.
You asked for this, Amber.
Discovered by Lord Fartigas.
The third. Okay, I guess nobody wants to come up with a continent name. I look at Chris as I say it.
Go for it, Chris.
I'm told Chris is good at naming things. Wendy's something. I don't know.
Fifth Street Wendy's. I don't remember what it was. Come on, Babu.
Ivelisse.
Babu Nation.
Babu Nation.
Well, what kind of continent is it? Because the name kind of fits. It kind of sets the tone.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm thinking that this continent in particular is very
plains,
sparsely wooded.
A lot of woods and interspersed with plains.
When I said five continents, my first thought was five elements.
Okay, yes,
and
yes,
then
yes.
Void being the fifth, of course.
Okay, I like that. Let's do this one as the earth one.
Wood okay. or earth?
Yeah, woody and earthy.
Terraria. No,
that's a fucking video game.
I know.
I mean, it could just be Terra. That's just cop out.
That is a cop out.
I'm okay with that cop out.
I mean, that's how most things are named, honestly. It's like home or creek.
Yeah, that's very true.
Excuse me. It's Firma. Crick.
Firma? Terra Firma?
You're right.
Or just Firma.
I like that Firma.
But I mean,
if we're going to do an elemental.
We don't have to.
I like that idea, though, a lot.
Yeah.
I do. And actually gives me a lot of ideas.
Yeah.
But I really want this one to be, since we're doing spring and stuff, the Book of Spring, this be very earthy. So woodlands and plains and a lot of like farming happens on this continent.
You can just spell it with one R.
We'll come back to the name. I'll take time this week to figure out a name for your actual continent. But we need to talk about hometowns and stuff. So you guys are all from this one continent.
I feel like this continent, the one we're on, I don't want to, the only names I can come up with are kind of like Lord of the Rings-y.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I want to call it like Alanor or something like that, but that's like, it's like, that sounds like something an elf would fart. I don't know.
I mean, elves exist, so maybe the elves.
We have elves.
I'm an elf.
I was thinking that like this
I was thinking Bramblin, because Bramble is like a bramble.
Yeah, no, I know what a bramble is. Yeah. Yep.
That's cute.
Kind of like Bramblin, actually. It's kind of adorable. But either way, I like the idea that the continents have each continent has like a different
ecosystem.
That, and each one has like a different defining race.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
And so like, I don't know, like the fire has like fire elementals or, you know, something like that.
Yeah, sure. Mm-hmm.
So like, I feel like this one is the one that has like the human and human-esque kind of races.
Yeah.
So like your elves and your Probably your dwarves, stuff like that. Stuff that's like human-esque.
Sure. I'm thinking in my mind, I have it being, like I said, a lot of farmlands, mm-hmm. a lot of plains, a lot of wooded areas. And so I was thinking of having humanoid animal mm-hmm. species here too that take care of the lands here. Mm. So but like they're native to
mm-hmm.
and they take care of certain parts of this continent, and so you guys will travel and meet different like
tribes
of species and people that live on this continent. Does that sound okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I do think but humans, in your mind, humans would still be like the dominant civilization on the continent.
I would say, I'd be interesting to say where you guys aren't. Maybe humans came from a different continent and just are here.
Colonizing?
Yeah. Kind of, not colonizing, but traveling.
As they do.
As they do. As we do. I think maybe it's more of the elf variety and the animal, what do you call them? Anthropomorphic.
Furries?
Yeah, yes. Just waiting. He was waiting for me to say,
yep.
For, yes, John Allen.
The,
yes.
The great furry tribes.
Yes. Oh, my lord. Yes. And then humans have started coming over
the great,
here.
The great furry and scaly
if you want
war.
To be reductive, sure.
Oh, yeah.
We're giving her a headache.
This world.
So, like, maybe most of the human settlements are on, like, the coast.
Yeah, I'm going to say that. And then as you go inwards more,
it starts getting more deeper forests. And
yeah.
More.
Okay. That's cool. Okay. Yeah.
So should we start our journey? Because, like, I was thinking, like, with my character starting at this town because my family lived there. So if we start from a coastal town, then that would fit.
In terms of my village, the one that I created, it's not like a hidden village. Like I was joking about earlier with the hidden flavor.
Yeah, yeah.
They're kind of off on their own, but they're like, but they're not like secluded. They're just like, they just have their own kind of community.
Yeah,
and whatever.
Sure.
Yeah.
So like on my quest, they'd probably point me out to the place where there's the most community and more people going to. So I'd be like going to his town.
I would think that the main, like the big settlement hubs would be like coastal cities, like that have docks and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
That with travelers coming in and out all the time. But like, there's still going to be people who want to go farther inland and explore that and make houses and whatnot over there. That,
so,
yeah.
Since it gets more densely wooded in the center, is there maybe like a river that bisects that could maybe ease travel from one coast to the other?
Yeah, we can put rivers and stuff in here. Cool. Okay, I will work on that in the next coming weeks to flesh out the world better for you guys. Just not like super flesh it out, but like enough that there's names.
You have some scaffolding to work on.
Yes,
I got an idea that might help us too.
Yeah.
If we think more in terms of locations, that could be a good starting point for the history, because the game is all about locations. We're traveling to places.
Right.
So if we find some like really cool ideas of things to visit and check out, we can kind of build like a history backwards like that.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yep, definitely. I was going to say, so on this continent, we have your hometown.
Yeah, and I think...
Where do you want to put it?
I think the best place to put it here is... Because this is probably going to be where a lot of the people go. Because, like, it's a good... There's probably docks all over the place. You can go inside the island if you want. It's attached to that river. So I think a city will probably be... Not on the middle island, but, like, probably on one of the coasts.
Oh, you know there's a giant statue in that middle island.
Oh, yeah. So I think probably one
it
of those.
Looks like a mouth, doesn't it? Like there's a face.
Like a Pac-Man.
Dragon
mouth?
Like a dragon.
There are always huge cities on river deltas. So like I imagine a huge city right in the center.
And I wonder like that river crossing through, maybe we're just guessing that that's where the other end is.
Yeah, we don't. I mean,
like.
Yeah, so you want to put the city right here? Slowly getting larger here?
Yeah, that works for me.
Okay.
So, do you have an idea of your hometown name?
No, I don't.
Stormheim.
But I like the idea of the dragon mouth.
Stormhaven.
Yeah.
Or like dragon's voice or something like that. Something voice related.
Kind of like dragon voice. Maybe
something.
What's a synonym for voice?
Dragon's whispers. Dragon's whisper.
Dragon song.
Oh.
Yep, there we go.
There it is.
That's it.
Damn, Brother John.
Coming in with that dragon song. You're in dragon song. John Allen, where was your village at?
Are we all there's a consensus that there's something on that island there, or
I mean,
because I was thinking that maybe since people are discovering this place, that he was an islander from somewhere on that continent or something like that.
I can make another island.
And now that there's people actually exploring the depths of the continent, it's safer to actually go out and explore and then to find people who would journey with you.
Yeah,
because the thing about their whole tradition is that you don't go out with groups of people you know, because the whole point is to expand your view of things. Mm-hmm. And if you just, you know, stay together, then you're not going to learn new things about different cultures and people and whatnot.
So. Yeah.
It sounds like some attachment issues are there too, man.
Well, no, it's also specifically the theme of the game. I know, about
journeying.
Yeah.
I just want to
super encouraged.
So where do you want to be?
I was going to say they're on that island. It's not a very big village, like I said. It's
probably like 100.
It's like 100, couple hundred people, maybe at least.
And what was your hometown called?
Robust Village.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Chris, mm-hmm. You live somewhere. Mm-hmm. Where was that and what was it called?
I never said and never called it.
Okay.
I'm thinking, I think it's going to be like a fishing village. Maybe, okay. So on the coast.
Yeah.
It would be to the west of Dragon Song.
Okay.
Bass Town.
Okay.
Bass Town.
Bass Pro.
Yeah, sure.
Bass Pro Shop.
And, you know, it's not tiny. There's like, they have reasonable sized fishing boats going out there. It's like a couple thou.
Oh, real. Okay.
A couple hundred at least. Probably.
800.
Oh. Yeah. And like 90 of them are his children and grandchildren.
Oh, get out of town! Get out of Bass Town if you don't want to inbreed. Jeez,
he can't throw a stone without hitting Babu's brood.
Babu's brood. Oh,
I lay eggs.
Wait, why does Babu lay eggs?
And my wife fertilized them.
I hate you. I hate Babu. I take back everything good I had about Babu in my head.
Babu and his family not lay eggs.
I was about to say, what if he,
just
like,
wanted to make that clear.
I was going to like joke about like he shakes his beard and just eggs fall.
that's
how he lays them, man. It's through his beard.
Ugh. It's like dandruff.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, shit. I laid another clutch. My bad.
Oh, my God. Babu can't take you anywhere. Just nasty. Just nasty, nasty fish man. Gross.
You nasty fish man. Babu.
No Babu's here. We don't serve no Babu. Oh, gross. Why'd you do this to your own character, Chris?
I didn't.
Yes, you fucking did. I laid eggs. My wife fertilized them.
That is not canon.
You say it. Come from the creator's mouth.
Nope. Mm-mm. I take it back. It's like live births only.
It's like if the creator of Superman was like, yeah, and Superman lays eggs. Ha ha. I'm joking. No. It's not true.
Canon. Superman lays eggs.
Too late. There's the fans are.
All right.
Superman's part dinosaur.
All right, Kristen. Being a merchant, you probably aren't too far from Dragon Song.
Well, I'm. The way I was leaning was more, I think, on the southern coast.
Okay.
A big enough town that there is social stratification, because that's the whole reason she's going, is that there's the people that are not well off enough to really buy what they need.
Right.
So I think it's sort of a pilgrimage for her to go somewhere else where she can find this stuff that can basically help him out.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Leave your son to suffer?
No, he's cool. He's mature.
He's mature.
Yeah, he's a teenager.
Yeah. She waited long enough for him to, you know, for him to mature before she
decided
went on this.
That she couldn't handle the town.
He's got pizza rolls. He's fine.
He's got pizza rolls. he's an anime teenager. So.
Yeah, he's a good kid.
Yeah, like, I mean, any Ghibli movie you've seen, like, 8-year-olds are, like, making dinner for and taking care of everything while.
Yeah, it's like Pokemon.
Yeah, he's a Ghibli
You're 10
teenager.
Years old. It's time for you to leave the house.
Yeah.
All right. I buy it.
But it's anime. Instead of leaving the house, he just stays home and watches anime.
Yep. And feeds the cat.
And feeds the cat, yeah. And does whatever. Did you have a name for your town?
I don't know. Silvertop?
Yeah, okay.
That's cute. I like it. Not that my opinion matters, but I do like it.
It's very ironic since it's like on the bottom of the continent.
I don't know. I think maybe there's some elevation there.
Is there a snow-capped little hill?
Aww.
Oh, that'd be neat.
I put a mountain.
Perhaps those. Mountainous.
That's at least a terrible looking mountain. Sorry, I can't draw shit. Okay. Well, I'm going to call it then. If I'm going to take it offline with Kristen and work on the inventory stuff and getting new sheets and stuff made. But I think we're at a good place to call it,
people.
And that's it for episode 0.
Yeah, and that's it
for episode 0. Get ready for episode 1. Jack and the party die.
Jack poisons the party.
Jack kills the party. Jack the party killer.
Thanks for listening. You can find me online at Rocket Orca on Twitter and at ShapeShiftCast. ShapeShift is a part of the Geekspective Network. If you would like to help me out, you could donate to our Patreon at patreon.com/Geekspective. I will be putting up a lot of the campaign notes and sketches and stuff and character sheet designs that I come up with while I develop this campaign and run it. Also, another way that you could help me out is by leaving a rating or review on iTunes or just sharing this podcast with anybody you might think would enjoy it. So see you in 2 weeks for another episode of the Ryotama campaign. All right. Thanks again. Later.